Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Good afternoon and welcome to Holy Shift. I am Leslie Piketty here with the incomparable Barb Keenan, and I believe we are clapping along because we believe in, because we're happy. Even though I'm having technical difficulties, I hope that you can hear me, Barb. Barb, are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
It's okay, Leslie, because I'm having a wardrobe malfunction right now, and I'm really happy we're on the radio and not on TV.
Yeah, that is good news. Very good news. Excellent. Well, welcome to June 1st of 2015. Although any of you in the Chicago area would know it certainly doesn't feel like June because it's chilly, chilly, chilly out. It is, in fact, June, and I can't believe it. Barb, how are you doing on this June 1st of 2015?
I'm doing great, It's awesome. I'm so excited June is here. It's going to be a great month. We have a great topic today, and it's going to be a good show.
Excellent. Oh, my gosh. I can feel your energy, baby. I can't believe it.
And how about you? How do you feel about June 1st, my friend?
You know, it just kind of freaks me out. I feel like we were just doing our first show of the year. It definitely flies by. I'd like to put a little some breaks on it just so it lasts longer because it's all so good. But it just reminds us how important it is to be present because it does go so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what we want to do today is we decided that we wanted to take this time to check in to see where we are all in reaching our goals for 2015 since we're at the halfway point. And if any of you remember, for our regular listeners, for the new year back in January, Barb and I talked about not resolutions, not having New Year's resolutions, because oftentimes that's just another something on the to-do list, and oftentimes it's setting us up for failure. We wanted to try something new this year. So we discussed having a theme for the year. And Barb, your theme, if I remember correctly, was inspiration. And
yes.
My theme was strength. And
yes.
We'll talk more about our own themes and how they have, how we've stepped up and have held true to our themes over the year, over the first half of the year, and how some things have fallen a little short for us and how we want to reignite our theme. But this is also a great chance, even if you have not had a theme for the first 6 months, now is a great chance to perhaps create a theme for you for the rest of the year. So possible themes, in case you're thinking, what the heck does that mean? So possible themes are endless here. And here are a few just to kind of get your flow going, as we talked about a couple shows ago, to be thinking about what might resonate and work for you and what you might want to take on as a possible theme for yourself. Things like love, grace, abundance, peace, health, joy, compassion, faith, creativity, ease, connection, presence, meaning what we just talked about, being present in the moment. Perhaps it could be commitment or learning or wisdom or opportunity, authenticity, connection, fearlessness, on and on and on and on and on. That's just giving you a couple of options. So we would love to hear from you, and we already have several people listening to the show. So if you've already dialed in, just hit one, and you can talk live. We'd love to hear from you whether you have a theme and you'd like to talk about how that's been working or maybe not working for you this year, or if you want some coaching around how to choose a theme that might be right for you for the next 6 months of this year. So give us a call at 347-637-1960. Again, that's 347-637-1960. And what's really fun, Barb, is that, you know, at the end of the show, we're going to discuss a little bit more deeper about what possibly gets in our way of not only sticking to our themes, but reaching any of the goals that we have in our lives. That's going to be a little theme bonus at the end of the show.
Yeah, and let me just add that one of the reasons for even coming up with a theme for your year is that it's a really great way to grow and to expand yourself simply. So the thing about resolutions is that we can get really caught up in it and shame ourselves for not following through on the resolution, whereas a theme is something that you're moving toward and you're expanding yourself by connecting to it. So if your theme is all about trust for the year, then that is all that you have to remember, and you can keep asking yourself, wow, does this activity really help me, you know, how can I bring trust into this activity, or how can I connect to this person with trust? So it's just a really neat way to expand yourself without having the shoulds that are right up behind most resolutions. So just wanted to say that.
Love that. And it also helps us, even if we're struggling with a decision, it now can just be, how would this decision support my theme? So it kind of makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's really great.
Excellent. So, Barb, before we introduce ourselves, let me just say that you and I spent 30 hours together this weekend.
Yes, we did.
The other staff, trainers, and volunteers, and 54 coaching students who are at the end of their, at least this part of their journey, right before being certified. And so I think that's why I'm mumbling a little bit, because I'm a little tired, not going to lie, because it was such great energy and so much fun. So anyone out there from the class this weekend, you guys were awesome and amazing. And we even had a impromptu flash mob. And that was just incredible. So
that was a blast.
Yeah, so I think that's why I'm stumbling today. I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? And why am I not napping? Quite frankly, it's my core thought right now, is why am I not napping? But it's because we have too good of a show. So, Barb, for any of our new callers and listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I shall. How much time do we have? No, I'll say it in a few sentences here. I won't torture anybody. I just love to help people expand and grow and really step into who they are on a deep level and connect with their soul and how to, you know, partnering with them on how to create a life filled with soul and how to really become more conscious of who you really are, which is a magnificent being. And I do that in a number of ways. And one of the things I get to do that I feel very fortunate to do is to teach coaching, which is a wonderful way to help people expand. And that's what you and I do together, Leslie. And this weekend was another great testament to how fortunate we are that we get to be in the presence of incredible people and share the tools and techniques for coaching to help people really move forward in their lives. So I enjoy that as a lead trainer with IPEC, Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, and teach that mainly here in Chicago, and then have my own business in helping people expand their consciousness and step into who they are, both in the corporate setting, in their careers, or in their personal lives. And it's a blast. And if you want to see me, visit me on Facebook, which I go to about once every... I'm trying. I'm like on there once every 3 months now with Leslie's help. And I have a little virtual web page that says www.freshcompanycc.com, which stands for coaching and consulting. And that's me. And tell us about you.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh, you're so hilarious. So welcome to Holy Shift. I am, as I said, Leslie Pichetti, and I am I own Inspire Bliss Coaching and Consulting. And I feel that I am a I like to say I'm an engagement expert, and I just enjoy helping others discovering what engages them and then how they can get more of it. So often we're kind of going through the motions of life, as I did for so many years, and it's finding that fire and lighting it up and letting it shine in your life, at work and at home, and also, you know, engagement at work. Because so often when I hear people say, well, it's work, if they called it play, it wouldn't be called work. Well, then I get paid to play, because you can actually be totally engaged and play at work. So I like to help people find that as well, and how teams can better play together. So, yeah, and then I get to hang out with Barb and awesome peeps as well. It's just all two tons of fun. And that is us. And I actually am on Facebook and at InspireBlissCoaching.com. So feel free to check all of that out. And Barb, I believe we already have one caller on the line
ready to talk.
We're going to come back to them in a minute, because
right,
we are going to get started a little bit on our topic. So once again, please let us know. So please call in at 347-637-1960. Man, Barb, I told you I was all over the place. I kind of just put that reality out, didn't I?
Yeah.
So let's just do a very quick review of how to establish your yearly theme. Barb already touched upon the importance of it and how it creates actual ease in our life to stay true to our goals and the outcomes that we want to achieve. So our first is to set the intention. And, you know, intention is thrown out there a lot. It's quite sometimes a woo-woo buzzword, but it really has a lot of power. And it's, you know, it's an act of determining mentally upon an action or result that you want to achieve. And so it's the idea that you plan and intend to carry out. So if you mean something, like I plan to go bring my mom dinner tonight, that's an intention. And that's what I mean. And my goal or purpose or aim is that intention. So, and it guides us to our actions. So my goal is to, you know, spend time with my mom. So my actions are going to be to get in my car, grab her dinner, and you know, go see her. So that's going to support it. So when you set your intention, when you have a specific theme attached, yeah, seriously, I really should just be napping, a specific theme, be as specific as you can with that intention. So as Barb said, let's say your theme is trust. Well, now you can say, what does that mean to you? How might you act differently? How might that impact some of your decisions and your behavior? Because mine is strength, it is impacting some of my behaviors in terms of that. I know you guys hear this all over and over again, that I've been so good about going to my bar class for the last 8 months, and that's because I had already set that intention. So now it's not ever a have to, it's always a want to. I want to go, even on those days like today where I'm tired and mumbling and don't know which way is up. Doesn't matter. I actually want to go, and I know it's going to be worth it. So when we set that intention, that's going to just keep us on track.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie,
so
what's our second helpful tool to establish our theme?
That is the tool of releasing the how. How do I do it? That's where we get tripped up. How do I do it? So if any of you listening have had created a theme back in January and maybe you dropped off and you forgot what your theme was or didn't attend to it for the last 5 months or so, that's a natural thing to do because sometimes we get caught up in the how. How do I do that? How do I make that happen? And so what we want to do is actually release the how and just stay with that intention, trust it, and then add anything that's going to be helpful to focus on what it is that you're doing, what is your theme, not how you're going to do it. So being clear, very, very clear on what it is, such as, you know, maybe it means putting a few post-it notes around the house to do. I have one on my mirror that says inspiration because that's my theme, and I want to remember that I'm inspiring myself every day, and I want to put myself in inspiring environments because that's what feeds my soul. So it's a way to stay focused on what is and not get caught up in how to do something because then we're going to beat ourselves up. We're going to slip back into old patterns. Just stop, remind yourself what your theme is, and bringing it back into your life on a small scale. It can be, you know, what do I want to do today? For instance, I might say to myself right now, you know, what can I do today that's inspiring for me, and it's much easier to handle it on a small scale. The other step, the third step that we can do to really enhance our growth through this idea of themes is to be open to it. And that's where we really release the judgment and release outcome about it. And, you know, sometimes it can feel silly to do something like this, like, oh, yes, my theme is creativity or my theme is connection and, you know, what does that really mean? And just being open to it is really interesting because that's where you can actually invite in the universal law of attraction to bring it to you. And so if connection was your theme, just by being open to it and saying, yeah, connection's my thing. That's what I'm going to focus on, that, you know, not only this year, but this week and today, you're actually going to be inviting that into your space, which is really, really, really beautiful. So it's just a matter of staying focused on it and really being open to it and making it a practice that feels good for you. So, yeah. And what's our fourth one, Leslie?
That's yummy. Yeah. Or as our friend Bernadette says, that's delicious.
Yeah.
So our fourth tip to sort of creating this theme and how to get them to work for you is accountability. And yes, that accountability factor for many of us is not fun. Whether it's holding ourselves accountable, which sometimes isn't easy because it's really, as Barb said, easy to fall into old patterns. And when we don't hold ourselves accountable, sometimes it's easier when we have an accountability buddy, whoever that might be. So if you want to be accountable to go to the gym, think about it. It's way easier, and it sometimes forces us a little bit to go to the gym if we're meeting someone there. But if we're just on our own, then it's much easier for us to just be like, oh, yeah, I'll go tomorrow. So tell people about it. Let people support you. And pick wisely, so it's people that are supporting your theme and not, you know, laughing or cutting down your theme. And, you know that you can, like Barb said, put in a post-it and have some type of reminder in your calendar of how am I going to be strong today or how am I going to be inspired today. whatever that looks like. So the accountability piece is really, really, really good. So that just sort of brings us then to the point of here we are, June 1st, and we are looking at how, if we've had a theme, how it has moved us forward in creating the lives that we want and love. So, Barb, let's start with you a little bit, if you don't mind sharing.
I don't.
About, you know, how you have not only stepped in to your theme of inspiration, but how it kind of worked for you and where you feel that you could put more time into it.
Yeah, I have definitely been really rocking out my inspiration this year, which has been great in a number of ways. One is that I get inspiration when I go to yoga, and I've been going regularly, and it feels great. And my system feels great. It's a wonderful community. One of the classes where I go at Nature Yoga in Ukrainian Village has, after class, they have tea there, and you can sit around and drink tea and talk to people. It's really great community that I find very inspiring, and there are people from all walks. And I love that because I love learning about people. So that's been really feeding me. And the other thing that I do is I wanted to find a studio near me because I like to walk and be out in nature, which sounds strange living in the city, but there's quite a bit of nature on the way to my walk to yoga. I take the little route through the neighborhood instead of going down, you know, Division Street or whatever. I'll just go in the back roads. And I'm always seeing beautiful gardens and wildlife and, you know, little, all kinds of different birds and squirrels and whatever. And I love that because nature really inspires me and feels great. And then what it does is it plays out in these interesting ways in different parts of my life. So, for example, clothing, you know, I talk about that. And I talked about how I wanted my theme this year to be inspiration after seeing the David Bowie exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art. And I'm taking a feng shui clear the clutter class with my friend Rebecca, and we are supporting each other to clear our clutter. She came over and helped me clear out clothes in my closet that I haven't worn for a long time. So I'm one of those people that I keep clothes that I haven't worn for, I'm talking years, like 10 years, because I always think, I might need this, I might want this. And sometimes I actually do wear clothes that I haven't worn in 10 years. So it's very hard for me to get rid of things that aren't working. But she came over, she really helped me go, yeah, come on, you shouldn't be wearing that. And so we cleared it out. Now, so what's interesting here is that cleared out my closet, I have so much room and space in my closet that I am finding more things to wear than I ever did before I did this. So I'm inspired to put together different outfits. It just feels really great. So there's something about simplifying, and I've been doing quite a bit of it in my life, that I find inspiring. So I feel like the doing of it is actually turning into doing more of it. I don't know. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and that's very
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm not sure because my brain is a little mush after these weekends. But so that's been very cool. Here's where I see, and I'll just be really transparent here, that I have fallen short in a few areas. One is that I've been saying out loud that I'm rebranding. Like I say this over and over again. Oh, I'm rebranding. You know, this is what I'm going to be doing. And part of my struggle with that has been figuring out what the words are to say what exactly it is that I do and how I do it and, you know, what I'm interested in. And so in sticking with my theme of inspiration this year, I was really focusing on this and focusing on my rebranding and finding that I was getting stuck quite a bit. And what was weird was when I would get stuck and feel like I couldn't articulate what I'm trying to do or say in my branding, that my gremlin would pop up. A gremlin is like an inner critic or a little voice inside that goes, who do you think you are? This is ridiculous, you know? So my little gremlin would pop up and go, yeah, right, like you know what you're doing kind of thing. And so here I am, first of all, trying to brand myself by myself, which is hilarious. But my gremlin would kind of pop up, and then it's an opportunity to really take a look and say, have a conversation with that inner critic and go, wait a minute, where are you coming from? I don't need to listen to you, and I choose to move forward on this. So I've been having these interesting conversations with my gremlin, and meanwhile, I do feel like I'm coming back around now and feeling much more inspired and kind of I'm getting pictures in my head about how I want my branding to look, which is new, which is kind of interesting, even though I'm not fully there yet. But that gremlin piece is really interesting because it has been really sneaky this year on me. It will subtly start to eat away at what I'm trying to do, and these kind of like really old core thoughts and beliefs that weren't working for me are starting to pop up again, which is really interesting. So I've been kind of looking at that and trying to decide what do I want to do with that. And of course I get a lot of coaching from my more than one coach that I have in my life, and that's been very, very helpful. But it kind of made me think I would like to talk a little bit about the gremlin today, if you're cool with that, Leslie, after we hear about how you're doing with your theme this year, and you know, really continuing to get support on that, because I do want to surround myself with people that support my theme about inspiration. I want to hold the vision of where I want to go more actively, so that when this gremlin is coming to call, I'm really ready to kick its ass. Okay, that's basically what I'm trying to say. So no other way to put it.
Love it.
Yeah. So
hilarious.
We'll come back to that though. Yeah, I want to hear about yours, my friend.
Well, thanks for sharing all of that good stuff, and even where you get tripped up, because we all do. We're all human. So, you know, when I chose my topic, my theme for the year of strength, for me it meant both inner and outer strength. One, mm-hmm. because, as you all know, I was having a big birthday this year, and I felt like I needed both inner and outer strength to deal with that. But also, because I was having a big birthday, and I wanted to have some outer physical strength and, you know, get more physically fit to where I had once been, and just inner strength on moving forward with things like building my business and open to new relationships, and having some faith in myself of what I was capable of doing. So that was why I chose strength at that time. And it's, you know, it's been really super interesting because it's kept me motivated on a ton of things. So as I said earlier, it's definitely kept me motivated to go to bar class. And I don't think I've been going now, you know, more than four times a week since November. And I have never done anything that long. So I am, you know, hugely, I feel a huge sense of accomplishment for doing that. But at the same time, like I said earlier, it has become so much of a want to where I even schedule it in my calendar and then I schedule clients around it. So now I'm also showing strength for myself and setting boundaries of, yeah, guess what? I'm not available at this time. And, you know, my clients will have to figure out of all the other times that I'm available. And I think 2 years ago I would have thought that was selfish or mm-hmm. that I wasn't necessarily putting my clients first. And now I know that could not be less of the truth because I am feeling stronger than ever in myself that I can be there more fully for my clients. So mm-hmm. it's such an interesting thing to watch unfold. I've also had strength to be more open to some new relationships in my life that have been amazing when sometimes we are nervous to venture into that arena. And so that, too, has been eye-opening and just fantastic. I've been showing more strength on taking more speaking gigs, and that has been awesome. And before, my, as Barb said, my gremlin, my little inner voice would say, oh, you know, they just called you today for something in 2 days, and you don't have time to put anything together, so you better say no because you're going to look like an idiot. And now I say, you know what? I have this, not only the strength to do this, but I also have the strength in knowing that I'm fully capable and that I already have the knowledge and that it will be awesome. And that has been so cool because I've then met new, I've had new connections and built those relationships through work and made new friendships and, you know, have gotten clients. And so it's all just been super, super cool. Now, I've been building my business that way. So I feel like I've had strength to step out a little bit more into that. But as Barb said, full disclosure, baby, what am I still struggling with? So I often struggle with getting caught up in what I'm doing and maybe creating chaos is not the right word. I'm going to say creating busyness that's not even there. And so as I say with my clients all the time, is the only person that gets in our way is ourselves. So I am definitely getting in my own way of moving my business forward even faster and growing it larger. I'm also getting in my own way a little bit with eating right, because that's something that I enjoy doing, and yet those old habits just sneak back in. And I'll have, you know, a couple weeks of doing great, and then all of a sudden that little gremlin might start popping in like, hey, you're feeling awfully good. What's up with that? We need to turn that around. And so those old habits pop in. So I like that we're touching, we're revisiting and touching base back to what are our themes, because I know for me, I am going to put it more into my calendar. And I have a strength post-it upstairs, but not downstairs in my home office. And I find that interesting. So
yeah.
I will do that as well and maybe have strength to clean my office so that I can see the note. But that's a whole other feng shui topic. I think that is super exciting. So it has definitely offered opportunity for personal and professional growth for me, and even emotional and spiritual growth for me. And then it also always leaves us, it shines the light on where we're getting stuck. And I actually like that, because I can't move forward if I don't see what's causing me to be stuck.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to move on now, which I think is going to be so cool, because we do get stuck. And if you're doing great, that's great. We want to hear it. We want to hear about your success. So give us a call at 347-637-1960. We really want to know what you're doing and where you're growing. But at the same time, we also want to acknowledge that, hey, we all have, I don't want to necessarily use struggle, because I think that sometimes that has a connotation. So we all have blocks. We all have stuff that get in our way, because if we didn't, we would all be, I mean, what kind of, it would be an awesome world. Let's consider it. I don't want to limit it for not happening, but just any triggers that you might have, like what makes you, you know, sad or mad or happy or grateful, or, you know, we have blocks. I think I'm so off topic here. So anyways, we are going to break down what we can do individually. You know that Barb and I are all about giving you specific tools that you can apply immediately. So these are going to be three tips plus a bonus, Barb. Three tips into taming, we're going to call it taming your gremlin, but really it's just three tips into learning and identifying what's in your way and how to move through it. And then a bonus that has really helped to shift some things in my own life. And but before we do that, we do want to remind everyone that Holy Shift airs the first and third Monday of every month at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you've missed our shows live, all of our shows are archived, and I am going to have the strength in the next month to get those up on our website so that they're more easily accessible for everyone. So check that out. And I do want to announce also that our show will be continuing, but we are moving to the sister radio network. So all you have to do is follow us on Facebook, and we'll give you what that new number and new link are. But the time and date remain the same. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Barb, when I get in my own way, when that inner critic starts to just have the biggest mouth ever, then what? What do we do?
Yeah. Well, it's really easy to reflexively want to push it away, talk it down, yell at it, say you don't have a right to say that, you know, get mad at that inner voice that's just so obnoxious. And what we want to do paradoxically is instead to validate that inner critic voice for just a moment. And by validate, I mean to give it its own voice. It's something that's creeping up. So like one of mine is, I'll often say, well, I don't really have anything of value to share. I don't really have anything that I can say. So, you know, why expose myself to possibly looking like an idiot or whatever? And I would want to just say, you know, get out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. Like in having a conversation with my inner critic. But instead, if I validate that and say, well, of course you feel that way because that's how you felt way back when you got up to say something in fifth grade and the teacher made you sit down and said that it was stupid. Or, you know, it might be something from way back. It might be something that's happened over time, over and over again. Or, yeah, that time that I embarrassed myself and said something in class out loud and, you know, I really felt stupid. And so a lot of times that inner critic in us is trying to protect us from embarrassment or making a fool of ourselves, that kind of thing, or wants to protect us in some way. So if we can validate the statement first, it helps create a shift within ourselves because, of course, that inner voice is something within us. To validate it and say, you know, it makes sense that I'd be struggling with my own brand when I want to be sure to be clear in my message, it feels like I have to be very precise. So no wonder I'm struggling with the exact proper way to say what I'm about. And then also I can kind of take a breath and go into the next step. So, for example, for you, Leslie, like if we test out, do you mind if we test this out on you? She's like, oh, thanks a lot.
Or someone could call in.
Or someone could call in and get some.
37-1960. And anyone that's on the line right now, we have several callers if you'd like to press 1 and go through this. But, yes, I am ready, willing, and able.
So okay, yeah, so callers, press 1. Yeah, callers that are on the line, do press 1 if you wanna get some free coaching and get some help with something where you're feeling stuck instead of moving forward on your theme for the year. But while we're waiting for somebody to hit 1 and speak up, let's talk with you, Leslie. And
I'm ready.
So what's an example of a gremlin inner critic voice that you get that's related to one of the things that's blocking you right now?
You know, one of them is definitely not getting out to create more business.
Okay.
For myself.
So what does that inner critic say to you?
Well, it says, you know, be careful. You don't want you don't want too much work. You don't want to be too busy because you like your life the way it is.
So you're protecting yourself from having to put out too much energy when you've really created a great rhythm for yourself so far in your work life. So that makes sense.
That's definitely a possibility.
Okay. So let's validate what that inner critic voice is saying. It's saying, are you crazy? Don't put that proposal together. Or you're stalling or procrastinating on it. And the inner critic is saying, yeah, because you don't want to make more work for yourself. Okay.
Exactly.
If you were going to validate that inner critic voice and let it feel more normal about what's going on, what would you say to it?
You know, I think that I might say, hey, no wonder you are stalling or not necessarily following through on some leads or creating new leads to create new business, because, wow, it was just a couple years ago where you were working three jobs, where you didn't have time that you wanted for friends and family and fun, and you like those and cherish those very much, and you've been able to now create a life where you can have time for that. And so it would make sense that you wouldn't want to jeopardize that in any way, believing that you would lose those if you were creating more work for yourself.
Okay, cool. So how do you feel when you hear yourself say that to your gremlin?
You know, that feels good because then it reminds me like, oh, yeah, it really wasn't that long ago that I was working every waking hour of my life. And it shows me how far I've come. So that feels very good. And just the fact of like, oh, yeah, how would that look? And how could I, I think that's where I am.
Okay, great. And prior to that, if you're hearing your inner critic voice saying, God, what's wrong with you that you're not following through on this lead? You know, what are some of the things that you would say to yourself about the fact that you weren't following through on this lead?
Oh, that, that I'm being lazy. I'm not being responsible.
Right.
That maybe I even might have some fear of being tied to the outcome.
Okay, great. So that just shows how much we can end up piling up more criticism of ourselves by beating ourselves up for having a reaction to, feeling blocked on something. So that's one of the huge reasons to validate that inner critic voice is to give yourself a break and find out the real reason why you might be blocked on it. So that's our first step toward dealing with, when you're feeling blocked on expanding yourself or moving forward on a theme that you've created for yourself for the year. So step one was validate that inner critic. Step two is to ask yourself, what's really true right now? So what do you say to that, Leslie, in your situation? What's really true about these new leads coming in, about your ability related to putting energy out for more work?
And that is such a beautiful question. So what's really true is that, one, I create my workload. I create what the client proposal is, and I can also create the timeline. So I could instead be allowing, things to maybe be in the pipeline 1 month, 6 months, 8 months out, and not thinking that everything has to happen right now, that I could get a contract for the fall and not feel like I have to do it right now. Or if I chose to do it right now, then I get to choose how I'm going to fit it into my schedule.
Okay.
So it really does all come down to me and my choices.
Okay. So what's unfolding is this, the word control is almost like if you were to say yes, get a proposal out, get a couple proposals out for possible leads on business, and it just took off. It's as if you would feel out of control, and all of a sudden you'd be back working too much, working too hard, and it would throw you back into where you were several years ago. And so now you're saying, wait, what's really true right now is I do have control over my own schedule. You just exemplified a beautiful instance of putting yourself back in your own power seat. So knowing that it's true that you have control over your schedule and that you get to create what you want, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that feels great, and I love that you called me out on the word control, because that's an energy that I don't necessarily want to have,
mm-hmm.
and I love the word create much better. So,
Okay.
So that feels good.
Well, you know, we fall into control behavior when we feel like things are getting out of control, and the more we grip on and try to control things, oftentimes the more we actually lose real control, because we're trying to grip onto something external to ourselves rather than coming back to the internal decision making that can serve us well. So that's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Love it.
So then the third step is, so right now you validated your inner critic to say, no wonder I've been stalling on these proposals. I don't want to have too much energy going out and working too hard. And you found out that what's really true right now is that you do create your schedule and you create your timeline. And therefore, you can create great balance in your life. It's at your very fingertips right now. So the third step that you can do here to kind of tame that gremlin is, how can you use your theme, Leslie, and your theme is a theme of strength this year. How can you use your theme this week to help you in handling these possible leads that are coming through and deciding about where you want to put your energy?
Yeah, another great question. And, you know, I think that what I can do this week is I can get this one proposal out that I've definitely been sitting on, and have the trust that I have the strength to create whatever it is that I want within it that best works for me and my clients.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. How does that feel?
Yeah, that also makes it into a want to for me instead of a have to. So I definitely have more engaged energy around it.
Cool. Yay. Good. Yeah, so that's those are the three steps. Just validate that inner voice first. You know, it's okay to feel blocked about something. It's okay to remembering that inner critic is actually, its primary purpose really is to protect you from possible embarrassment or possible fear or possible danger. And by validating it first, you're able to shift your energy around it, to then ask the question, what's really true right now, to get the real truth on what resources you do have and what choices you do have right now moving forward. And then coming back to your theme is, what is one thing I can do right now that can help me in this goal of whatever it might be? Like, gee, I'd really like to create some proposals around work that feel good to me and on my own timeline, for example. Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Love it. And I thought that we had a caller on the line that wanted to speak, but I'm not sure if we lost that caller. So if anyone that's holding and wants to go through these steps with us, please press 1, and I will bring you live into the show immediately. But there is also, let's talk about the bonus that we wanted to share. Because I really like, again, with that inner critic that so often rears its ugly head, and I know that that's a judgment in there, but I'm using it anyways because that's just a visual that I always feel like when my gremlin pops up. But
is utilizing these words, and it could be one of a couple of things. It could be, so let's say Barb always is talking about her struggle with Facebook or with technology. We can then add that, like, but up until today, or as of today, and then fill in the blank. So when my strength or my gremlin comes up about overworking, I say, as of today, I create my own workload. Or as of today, I experience inner and outer strength.
Mm-hmm.
Or when people, you know, we're always judging ourselves like, oh, I just can't do math. Well, guess what? As of today, I can do math.
Mm-hmm.
And it just opens up some new possibilities for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank Karen Gartside if she's listening, because she's the one that got me to start doing that. And as soon as we're like, oh, yeah, but, you know, the oh, yeah, but, and then it's, well, I can choose differently. As of today, I work out over 4 times a week. As of today, I XYZ. So hold that thought, because we're going to bring in our caller here. Welcome to Holy Shift. You are live on the show with Leslie and Barb. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Oh, this is Bob Leslie, Barbie.
Bob, hi. How are you? Oh,
pretty good.
Good family friend. Oh, my gosh, it's so fun to hear your voice.
Well, I wanted to see how it worked. I was looking at Facebook and saw your brother, you know, his pictures, and then you came up right after that, so I thought I'd call.
Oh.
But regarding the issues you're talking about, you know, I really, you know, I'm trying to figure out, I'm not at that level, or I don't have those issues.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe I do, but, you know, I've been really happy since I stopped working 5 years ago, but of course I've never had enough money. And when I say stop working, I've been writing books, different ones, never finishing, of course, and still working on them, and doing a lot of things. But one of the things you have to do is, or I've had to do, is balance it with 2 stepdaughters, 2 son-in-laws, one's daughter and her son-in-law, grandkids. And what I've been trying to do is finish the most profitable one. And, you know, I'm really happy with my freedom. In fact, I'm going up to a spiritual thing. So what I'm trying to do is balance all of all of my needs and interests that make me happy, and finally someone accomplish it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes I'm wondering if I'm saboteuring it, because certain people around me, whether outside, saboteur it, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
And if we look at what that's about, it always comes back to that you control your inner world. And you get to control your reaction to your outer world. So if you're feeling like, oh, this or that person is pulling you here and pulling you there, and it's easy to get distracted from what you want to do, and you're saying you want to finish a book, and you want to finish the one that could be most profitable for you, then it's on you to make that your priority and put energy and focus into it. And so, and I know about you, what I do know about you is that you're very creative, and as a creative, your brain works very quickly, and you can move from one thing to another very quickly, and it's easy to get distracted and move from this project to that project. And sometimes finishing isn't the most fun to do for a project. But when you decide that's where you want to put your energy is into finishing, all it is a matter of deciding where that goes in your schedule and prioritizing it. So if you were to do that right now, Bob, and you picked one of your books and said, okay, this is the one that I'm going to focus on, you know, what would be an example of, like, where would you put that into your schedule this week?
Well, I'm working on it right now, but the point is, and it's actually on willpower, the chapter on willpower, which is sort of interesting. Mm-hmm. But for me to be happy, you know, if my ultimate time is to be happy, I'm always, sometimes I get up and I shift that day, you know, because I want to finish this song I wrote that I'm going to sing in front of somebody, you know, I mean, in front of the church or something. Or maybe I want to, what's hardest for me is to stop the research, if you know what I mean, because I love the research. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to ever pick one. In fact, I've never picked one, and I figure they're all going to bubble up to surface at the same time, because that would be unhappy for me, because I'd always feel drawn another way while I'm doing something. I can do it for a while, then I shift back. And it's all related. It's all has a relationship.
Well, and you can celebrate that part of yourself. Maybe you don't have to sit down for 3 hours and finish the song. Maybe what makes you happy is to work on the song a little bit, and then you're going to go back to the writing, and then you're going to pick up your grandkid at the baseball game. You can celebrate that within yourself. You don't have to go by what somebody else is telling you to do. You can honor what you want to do. And I love the idea about moving toward what makes you happy. That's a beautiful thing, and not a lot of people can do that. So it's honoring it. Right?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm listening.
Yeah, and so if you're able to then fit in there somewhere, if finishing the book or finishing the song is what makes you happy, then that's where you get to put your energy. So the discipline can feel great, as well as sometimes we say discipline, oh, that's so difficult or it's hard to do. But when you're going to feel great when it's done, that makes you happy, that can be a motivating factor for you, right?
Right, and there's no doubt, but I'm happy anyway. You know, I mean, if anything, I don't want to ever go back where I have to go and have, I'm pretty free, I'm a free spirit.
Yeah.
And so, like, if somebody says, hey, let's go up to Northern Arizona and you're going to go to Indian powwow and dance with these medicine men and everything, I go once at the end of June, you know, because I was invited. Right. So I go do that and I consider that research. And the other day, my daughter wanted me to go down to Comic-Con, which I never went to before, so I met them all down there. But the point is those little distractions are what make life enjoyable for me, too. So I just keep plugging away, hopefully, that someday, but every morning I get up and do what I'm supposed to do, and also balance the health and the nutrition and the exercise and all that, too. So I'm totally free. You know, I don't have people influence me too much, but like you've been doing coaching for a while, and the church I'm going to has a lot of people that are coaches, and I mean, you know, let's say on the fringes, right?
Yeah.
Reiki and whatever. Sure. And, you know, since I've done a lot of research on that and everything, and they get very defensive on it because, see, for most of my life, I've read on this stuff, but now I'm on all the cutting-edge stuff, which professors or whatever, and you can't believe every study, let's say, but I know when they're not right, you know, and what they're saying.
Yeah.
But people, and I don't say it, but they just feel an aura that, you know, I know too much, you know, and they don't want to ruin their lives, because I go to...
Right, right. Well,
so I don't. I get rejected sometimes with those people, you know, that
sure.
area.
Sure, and really what a really good coach does is they encourage you to follow your own heart, whatever that is and whatever your path is for you, and never tell you what to do or how to do it. And all that we do is help you, you know, connect even more with your heart. And it sounds like you are doing that. You are.
No,
really
I'm totally.
Yeah, which is so
totally
cool.
In my heart.
It's beautiful.
Well,
great.
But. What I say is, when you're there, it's not always easy because you still have to balance other things to create the relationships. I'm not single. I'm just trying to tell you my networks. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's easy if I was just single. And sometimes I thought before I started this relationship that I would just go out and get a cabin somewhere and finish all this stuff. But it didn't happen that way.
And you're living life. You have aspects of life that you're... Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
I'm going to jump in here for a minute. Pardon me, but Bob, we're so thrilled that you called and you know, love the what's going on here. We just want to be cognizant of the time because we only have 1 minute left on the show. So, Barb, a chance to just give one more something, Barb, of someone in the spot of like Bob is talking about, because it also sounds like it's life does happen, but we do get to choose and we do get to set boundaries and we do get to set priorities and what we want them to be.
Well, one thing is doing more of what you're doing. So following your heart and truly connecting to what makes you happy, just like you're doing, Bob. It's a beautiful example of, wouldn't it be cool if everyone on the planet could do that, more like what you're doing? And secondly, it's really, I'm hearing awareness. Just being aware of what are the things that distract you. Having to juggle or trying to juggle priorities in life can feel a little unnerving, and sometimes the days are crazier than others. But having that awareness of doing our best to honor what makes us happy and include what our responsibilities are too. And even with those responsibilities, that we're honoring ourselves all along the way. And it sounds like you're already doing that, Bob, which is great. And so maybe just even more of that, more awareness of, okay, what's my choice in this moment for how I want to proceed and with what kind of attitude or perception I want to have about what's going on around me. Because choosing the attitude that serves you best and that strengthens you and makes you feel good is really what's most important, honestly. So I'm so happy you called
That's
in,
awesome.
Bob. Thank you. It was so fun to hear your voice.
Oh my gosh, Bob,
all right.
Thanks so much. And Barb, thanks so much. And we want to thank everyone that's out there listening. Sorry that we are out of time, but we want to thank you for listening to Holy Shift today with Barb Heenan and Leslie Piketty and Bob. And thanks for calling in. And everyone, we're excited to hear about your themes. Let us know how they're going. Share your successes and what's getting in the way. And we will see you on our next show on June 15th, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So thanks, everyone, and have a terrific rest of your day.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel